They venture on their pilgrimage, some borne magnificently by coolies, some toiling along in rags, some almost crawling, preyed on by disease and distorted by dreadful deformities. Europeans who have read and travelled cannot conceive what goes on in the minds of these simple folk, many of them from the agricultural parts of India. Wonderment and fear must be the prime ingredients. So the pilgrimage becomes an adventure. Unknown dangers threaten the broad, well-made path. At any moment, the gods who hold the rocks in leash may unloose their wrath upon the hapless passerby. To the European, it's a walk to Badrinath. To the Hindu pilgrim, it is far, far more.